The county council voted for a resolution encouraging citizens to use reusable cloth shopping bags. However, McMullen said it was not something she is inclined to support.
It's just telling people if you know, we'd prefer you use reusable bags. And I'm just not a fan of government with message resolutions doing that.
She said she would not support a ban on plastic bags, saying it's just not her thing. But she added she's only one of five votes on council. In other business Wednesday, the council approved an updated East County general plan. At a public hearing, some speakers said the new plan is an improvement, but they asked the county to respect property rights and not try too hard to preserve agriculture on the east side. That comes right after the news that the council's only east side member, David Ure, has had to sell off his dairy operation. McMullen said it isn't up to them to decide if farming is a thing of the past.
What I'm hearing is don't try to preserve agriculture when it makes no sense. Don't have a lot of, 4 acres and preserve 3 as agriculture because you can't actually use 3 acres for agriculture. Is agriculture a thing of the past? I have no idea. I mean, I know it's been a tough time for Dave and, his having to sell his milking cows. I know it's very difficult to make money in agriculture. Whether it's a thing of the past is not up to me. It's up to the people who try to make a living doing this.
Finally, the council voted to approve a tax refund of over $37,000 to the Summit Water Company for the years 2011 and 2012. That came after the legislature passed a law in 2010 that exempted nonprofit water companies from taxes.
The assessor made the error of taxing them at all. Shouldn't have been taxed, so we're refunding it.
County Council Member Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.